Henry Hill is here, the guy from the Goodfellas. He's in Manhattan.
Yes, our friend.
I told him he could run in here real quick.
Yeah.
Henry Hill used to be in the mafia, and then he turned, what do you call that? Witness.
Rat.
Turned state's evidence.
Turned state's evidence. They made a movie, The Goodfellas, based on his life. There he is. He looks scarier than ever.
You can't imagine why you're scary.
There's nothing scary about you.
He's like OJ in complete denial.
And he's got those big fake teeth, too, that are like kind of weird.
That you get when you're older?
Yeah. Like, those are false teeth.
Really?
Are those all false teeth?
Yeah.
What happened to your real teeth?
Well, I had them capped, and then
they fell out?
Yes, Robin.
You mean all the years in the mafia, you didn't take care of your teeth?
I took care of the caps, but, you know, they lasted 10 years, and, you know, it was too much, you know, I wanted to do gum work, and I didn't have time, I was too busy.
You're busy.
So you let them yank everything, and you got plates?
The worst mistake I made in my life.
Yeah, you took out all your teeth.
Well, they were going to put the implants in, and that became a hard, I got two of them in, and, I got strung out on a pain medication.
Oh, yeah, you can't give Henry pain medication.
I did, you know, and then
Henry just glued his teeth in. Right, didn't you just before you came in, you glued your teeth in?
Oh, he was watching me.
Yeah. Get closer to the microphone, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I bundled him in. It's a horror, it is. But, you know, when I'm home, normally I don't use them.
Anymore. You don't even use them?
No, it's much more comfortable when...
How do you eat?
Good.
No, I mean, how do you eat without your teeth?
I could... Very well.
Really?
Fine. Steak, anyway.
You chew it without your teeth?
Yes,
yeah, just
sir.
Gum it, huh?
Maybe that's why you're thin, because you can gum his food. Because that makes you eat slow.
Maybe everybody should just have their teeth taken out.
And not George Washington felt. You know,
what?
He knows how George Washington felt.
No. You're mumbling, dude.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, try to, you know, you
it's a little early.
Guy calls every day to get on the show. He gets on, and then he's like,
you're mumbling prick. Hey, honey.
You're mumbling stomach.
I tell you what, though. Henry Hill really is crazy.
No, I'm not.
All I know is when we were in Vegas, this guy started in with Chuck Zito.
Oh,
I couldn't believe
it.
I didn't start in with him. Honestly,
what were you doing at Chuck's appearance? Why are you bothering?
I wasn't at his appearance. I was in a restaurant in the 24th, that lounge, you know, where you
were. But you went over to him. Went over to Chuck.
Yeah, and just say hello. And all of a sudden, he's got a beef with me. You know.
You know Chuck?
I've met him a few times in L.A.
And so Chuck gets pissed off at, you know, because Chuck goes, hey, who is this guy?
He knows who I am, Howard.
Yeah, but he didn't know who you were by visual.
Yeah, he did. I met him a few times. I don't know, maybe he recognized
this is
him.
What Chuck okay. told me. I was in the gym working out with Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck is the size of a brick. I mean, he's built like a brick S
house. He's a building.
I've never seen a guy with more muscles and, you know. Right. Plus, he's like a 12th degree karate expert. So I'm talking to Chuck in the gym, and Chuck's telling me about his book, and, you know, he's doing a book signing out there. He goes, hey, he says, who is this guy? He comes over to me. I'm in a restaurant or whatever, and he goes, he's Henry Hill. And he says, hey, get out of here, you rat. You're a rat.
You're a bastard. I'm sorry. Right. You know, blah, blah, blah.
And Chuck says, I don't want to talk to this guy because he put away half my friends. These are guys I knew.
You know what? Not one person he knew that I put, you know, that.
Right.
Anyway, but that's besides the point.
All right, so whatever happened. So Henry goes back to his friends. And the way Chuck told me, he says, well, Henry goes down and sits at a table now with a bunch of his buddies.
Yeah.
So, you know, Henry's never going to be...
shown up like that.
Yeah, in front of his friends. Yeah. So I guess you started in with Chuck saying you'd kick his ass.
I'm not that crazy, Howard. There was one other person I was sitting having coffee with.
Well, what happened? You must have gotten Chuck...
No, he...
Oh, wait. Chuck's on the phone.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Hey, Chuck.
Hope he's not in town.
On the phone.
And now I see you sobered up. I mean, you said you would fight Chuck. You're crazy.
You would have something like fight anybody, Howard.
What? Where's Chuck?
Is Chuck on the phone?
He was.
He's here. No.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck.
Chuck, where are you? Where are you right now?
Where am I?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in the show right now.
Okay. No. All right.
He called and he said, I'm on my way.
You're not in the car, are you?
Yeah.
Chuck, you're not in the car.
I will be in 10 minutes.
Give me an extra 10 head start in case of traffic.
So, Henry, it seems like you sobered up. You're not challenging Chuck anymore.
I wasn't. Listen, if he wants to fight me, I should go in the ring with him.
You would?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're crazy.
Why am I crazy?
Because he'd crush you with one thumb.
Wait, do you want to know something? First of all, we didn't pick choice of weapons. That's number one.
Choice of weapons? We're talking boxing.
Boxing? You would box Tuxedo? The guy's like a master in black belt.
He's got to catch me. I mean, seriously, I can bob and weave a little bit. I'm a little fast on my feet. You know, it's my birthday. I'm 61 today.
He would catch you.
He wouldn't catch you.
Chuck,
right.
Seriously, to beat up Henry would be like beating up a woman, right?
And my wife's going
to beat up Aaron.
Right. I mean, if your mother went in the ring with him.
Right. That's what you'd have to do. You'd have to have your mother box for you.
Hey, Chuck, what happened between you? Henry, do you want to apologize to Chuck?
Chuck, if I owe you an apology, please accept it. But I'll still fight you anyway. I'll go around with you, Sturgis, yeah.
Around? It wouldn't last around.
I'll make a wager on it.
Chuck, you don't like Henry, right?
No, I don't.
Right. Because he put away a bunch of your friends.
Put away a lot of friends.
Right. Yeah, okay. So
Henry says nobody he put away did you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
But this is
that, no matter how you look at it. Okay.
So, Chuck,
those
when you...
Those passes belong where they are.
Chuck, in your opinion, what happened in Vegas? You were at the restaurant minding your own business.
Yeah.
And Henry comes over.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, get away from me. You're a rat.
That's what I said.
And then Henry came back and started challenging you, right?
No, he didn't challenge me. Oh. He went back to the stable with like 10 guys with him.
There was one other guy at the table, Chuck. Excuse me.
What's that?
There was one other guy at the table.
Oh, really? Yes. I'll tell you what.
I've got it on camera, so...
I've got the surveillance tape of it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and we'll show the surveillance tape, show you, put yourself...
I'll fight you two rounds.
What's that?
He's saying he'd fight you two rounds.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Stay right there, I'll be there.
Nah, I'm not in shape yet. Yeah, I'm training.
Well, I'm always
in shape. It's going to take you to get in shape.
So, Chuck, wait, I want to understand what happened with you guys. I don't understand.
I didn't do it. I went to wish him luck with his new book. That's what I did. And he stuck on me a rat bastard, this or that. He went off on me.
You're not having the same life as OJ. Everybody loves you.
Right.
Listen, that's their problem, not mine.
So, Chuck, what happened? So then he goes back to the table with the 10 guys.
Yeah, then old security came in. He said something else. I ran up to him, put my finger in his face, and the rest of the guys told him, if you want to stay with this piece of garbage, he's all suck.
Hmm.
And then it's security just threw everybody out, including him. And it's on a surveillance tape. I'll get the surveillance tapes, and we'll show you what a punk he is.
We'll see who's a punk in August if you want to come up there. I'll be up there in August.
Where's that?
Sturgis.
And let me ask you something. What makes you think you could just walk around community that people who are loyal to each other, they would eat you up alive.
Okay.
I will see you there.
Hey,
Chuck.
You're not the word to spit out of my mouth. I'm not talking no more. Stay there. I'll be there in 40 minutes.
Okay.
Hey, Chuck, listen to me. It's not worth it. Because if you beat the guy up, which everyone knows you could.
Yeah, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion that he goes down the moment you step in.
You would, and then it's like you beat up an old man.
But don't call me
It's not even worth your time.
You're all right, bastard, and you always be that.
You want to know something?
Okay.
You know what? Don't get me started, okay?
I'll get you started. Stay there.
I'll be there.
You better leave him.
See you, Howard.
Hey, Chuck.
I'm leaving.
Let me tell you something.
I won't be here.
In my opinion, it's not worth it.
Nah.
Howard, it's not worth the trip because Henry's going to leave in like 5 minutes.
Chuck, Henry's going to leave.
Okay.
I'm catching a plane.
If he leaves, I wait 40 minutes of my time. I'll be there in 40 minutes.
Hey, Chuck.
I'll see you in 40 minutes.
No, I'm not going to be here. Okay, goodbye.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Give a plug to your book. It is a good book.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And thank you, Howard. Thank you very much.
It really is good. I read it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I didn't realize your life was like that.
But I don't know why you're making this guy. He's a movie star. It's punk.
Hey, he did Goodfellas.
He did Goodfellas?
Yeah.
I just finished the sequel, dude.
No, Ray Liotta did Goodfellas.
You wrote the sequel to Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it published?
Yes. I just got the bestseller already.
He's a movie star.
Good fella.
All right.
Yeah, it's my job.
See, I'll see you in 40 minutes. Have a good
I won't
time.
Be here. I'm on a book club. Sorry.
I've talked to you on me, pal.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Goodbye, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
All right, Howard. Thanks, man.
All right, take care.
Ciao.
That's Chuck Zito, who...
You made yourself a bad
I'm
enemy.
I'm not going to say. I'm going to
take never
I'm
make. Sorry. You should this never guy. Make an enemy.
Howard, I did not... Let me tell you something. Why? Well, I got to be afraid of this guy? You know,
I am.
Yeah, we live in fear.
No, seriously, I lived in fear all my life.
Right.
You know, believe me, from bullies and my best friends and guys, brothers that stick together and whack it. I mean, you know, I don't want to talk about that, you know. I live in fear today, and I'm not going to live in fear today by him or anybody else that rides a freaking scooter. You know what I mean?
There's
a lot of nice people that ride bikes. His crew is a... You know, well, don't get me started.
Don't even say that. What, are you, crazy?
Because he will. He'll cut the trip to 20.
He knows where I'm at. I mean, you know, he can find me, this guy. He can respond. And don't threaten me. I'm afraid of the guy.
Wow.
I'm not. I'm here to say, you know, I'm on a book tour all week, working my butt off. You know what I mean?
Right.
Making amends to my wife.
Making amends? You spend your whole
Are you
life
back with your wife?
Amends.
She's here.
Your wife is here.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to interview you more than 10 more minutes because you better get out of here.
I agree with
Chuck.
Chuck is coming down here.
He's not going to come down.
He is.
Well, I'll be out of here in 10 minutes. I got security downstairs anyway. Don't worry about it.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, don't worry.
Black guys? Big black guys?
No, I got.
What do you got? Two what?
Feds.
Oh, the feds are with you?
Yeah, they always are with him.
You got the feds with you today?
They watch me all the time. You know, when I've got to do something like this, of course.
Really?
Sure.
I'd love to interview them.
Yeah, no, they'll talk. They're not going to talk, huh?
They won't talk to you.
Where's his wife?
She's in the green room.
The living room?
The green room with my publicist.
Your wife? She's still with you?
Well, I'm trying.
He's trying to work his way back.
Bring her in here.
Let's see what Henry has to do to get back in her good graces.
Yeah, that's funny. Where's your wife? All right, let's bring her in.
Get some water.
Gotta admit, you're a brave man. Oh, now you need water. You're not afraid of Chuck, you're afraid of his wife. This is Kelly. Hey, Kelly. And Kelly looks good. He's got a good body. What are you doing with Henry? What's going on there?
Stop it, Howard.
Because she's asking herself that.
Kelly, how are you? I can't believe Henry even found a woman. Look at you finding a woman.
What's wrong with me?
Kelly, you going to go back with Henry or no?
That's up to him.
What does he have to do, in other words?
He's got to straighten out his ass.
No
What's
drinking?
Wrong with
no
him
drinking,
now?
No. You know, no drugging, no more insanity. I'm too old.
Right, you don't need the aggravation. Yeah.
What is Henry like when he's
nuts?
I mean, but what does he do? Hi there.
It's insanity. Just total insanity. He's crazy. Totally nuts.
He is nuts.
Well, yeah. We think that even when he's sober. But,
but you love him.
It's almost worse when he's... I love him, but, you know, I mean, I'm tired.
Yeah, you've had enough.
I've definitely had enough. Yeah.
You probably had a tough life yourself, and all of a sudden you go home and you got Henry.
She's in here doing a book deal now. She's working on a book. Yeah, I mean, her life is completely different than my life.
What is your book about?
My life... My book's about... Courage.
Right.
You
need courage.
Survival, living with something like this.
Yeah. So if you live with Henry, you get a book.
Yeah.
You guys should do a reality show. I'd watch that.
Yeah, I'd like to see what's going on.
I want to watch Henry run from Chuck.
Run from her? Better. She broke up my ribs last year.
She broke your ribs last year?
Yeah, I bought her a cabin. She broke my ribs.
If a woman...
I want to buy her a ranch. I want to buy her a ranch. She wants it in Nebraska. I want to live in California. I don't want to live in Nebraska.
I don't want to live with you.
Yeah, that's why.
Two houses on a property. Two houses.
What are you doing with him here today? I mean, are you trying...
To work with my writer.
Oh.
And she's spending a week with her.
Yeah, with my writer.
You're spending a week with Henry?
Yeah.
But you don't want to live with him?
No.
But you mean you would still... You still love him?
You still
him.
Want to be married?
Yeah.
You still want to have sex with him?
Huh?
Would you still have sex with him?
No. You try not to.
You try not to?
Yeah.
It's not that good, I guess.
Oh, jeez.
Boy, Henry.
You should have heard all this.
Was Henry good last night, honestly?
I don't know. I was asleep.
What are you like? Well, I mean, all women, why did they do this to you?
How many times have you been on here and I have to hear what I have to hear?
Well, that's bored. I mean, come on. I'm drunk. I don't know what I'm saying.
Acting.
Uh-huh. It's
always acting.
So is the marriage over? I mean, there's no way, whatever Henry thinks he can do.
If I'm not saying let's get a divorce tomorrow, and, I don't know if it can work. If there's got another spark.
How many days have we got under our belt this week, Henry, of sobriety?
The entire week?
The whole week.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't.
Drinking is not a problem.
Not a problem.
It's getting drunk.
Right. It's shipped to the half a bottle.
Yeah. I got a great picture I got to put up on the web of Henry passed out at one of those slot machines in Vegas.
And that's why I was escorted out of the casino, not for the truck thing.
I know. You were sleeping.
He
fell asleep in the chair at the slot machine. Yeah. He slumped over the chair.
But Henry still trying to figure out how he can drink.
No, I believe it. I know I cannot drink. Yeah, I take antabuse now every morning. Honest to God.
If she goes with you, she knows you're going to start drinking again.
Yeah. See, so I don't foresee
you
it
know
happening.
Something? Whatever happens. I'm over the shock of the leaving.
You going to go for another guy, or are you sworn off men?
No, I'm just going for me. Right. I'm worrying about me.
Yeah. Who could follow Henry Hill?
You're lying.
Yeah. Oh, I had a boyfriend. A real quick. Boyfriend.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah. And it was great.
He disappeared. We never heard from him again.
No, absolutely not.
No.
One way or another, he did disappear.
He did disappear.
Yeah.
Not a boyfriend. Won't see him no more.
Henry, where did he go?
Milwaukee, I don't know, somewhere. Midwest.
Why would Henry know? Henry should know.
I have
anything.
No idea.
Oh, Henry knows where the guy is. I'm sure he knows.
My new book is a bestseller, Robin. You know what else? I mean, that's an absolute lie. I mean,
I think Henry had everything to do with it.
With the boyfriend disappearing?
Now, this is what I got to get to. I mean, this kind of nonsense. I should go back with her and support her and her boyfriend. You're out of your mind. You lost a kid.
You think he got rid of the boyfriend?
I think, yeah, because it was sure sudden, and they sure were having a lot of phone conversations.
He called me a couple of times.
The two were getting chummy, and...
I swear to God, the guy called me.
I think there was a little...
To have us stop going.
Paid him off or something.
Paid him off?
Yeah.
I paid him... I was the police...
Well,
book is a bestseller. It's fantastic. It's a sequel to...
What is your new book? What is your new book?
I'm supposed to bring a copy.
Sit still and talk. What is your new book?
He's been so nervous.
Did Henry ever beat you?
Oh, he used to all the time.
He did.
Yeah.
She used to beat me. Let's see, this is... We're here to talk about our
payback.
Talk about my new bestseller. That's what we're here to talk about.
He would beat you.
And Chuck goes...
Man, you better hurry up. Chuck is on the way over.
Well, Chuck will have to go through me before.
Let me tell you, Chuck will go through both of you, no problem.
He won't even notice you're there.
He'll flick you away.
Yeah.
No, it's no big deal.
Dina, can you bring the book, the Howard book, and we bought a case of them.
All right, the new book is called Gangsters and Goodfellas, The Mob Witness Protection and Life on the Run. It's available in stores now. You say it's a bestseller.
It is. Yeah.
All right, okay.
It's going really well.
It's unbelievable.
But Henry was found guilty of beating you with a phone receiver. Is that true?
That's the last time, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I left.
I'm surprised you're still even hanging around with him. I mean,
Howard.
Henry!
It's a fatal
attraction. Well, we might as well keep it applicable. We might as well keep it, we do have our son. And
amicable.
Amicable.
Right, right.
Yeah,
oh, you have
amicable.
A son together.
14-year-old, wonderful boy.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
that was the one that was raised by black people.
Yes, your son was raised by the blacks.
They taught him how to read, believe it. I mean, seriously. No, I mean,
The black people taught him how to read?
He was having a problem with it. Seriously. He's a brilliant child.
The Moulinards taught him to read.
Oh, how could you say more than that?
But now your son is back with you.
Yeah.
That's
well, he's in, yeah, he's with his on vacation.
He's on, yeah.
This kid he's got the world by the,
good kid.
But, he's slick.
He wants to be
slick.
A lawyer.
What do you mean
slick?
Well, he's got...
Slick.
An attitude.
Got Henry's,
he's got his dad's...
Oh, that crazy
kind of thinking.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. He's not dyslexic.
Well, maybe he'll put it to good use.
Yeah.
Let's hope we break the pattern.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The pattern of what?
Pattern of mob activity.
Mob activity.
Yes.
Howard, it was an accident I became a mobster.
An accident? You wanted to
I was dyslexic. No, well, I didn't know, but baby, I was the only people that I... I'm dyslexic, very dyslexic.
So most dyslexics don't put ice picks in the back of people's necks.
I was taught that because they accepted me, those people.
You couldn't learn to read.
Honest to God, I couldn't. I didn't know how to read and write until I went to prison.
You didn't have a lot of advantages.
They didn't know what it was. They used to stick me in the, in a corner and beat me up wherever I went.
Yes, Vin.
Hey, Howard. Hey, Henry. It's Vinny from CBS. How are you?
Hey, Vinny. How are you?
Howard, I made the mistake a year ago saying, yes, I don't have lunch with Henry. He's a great guy, but suddenly I got very nervous. It was like his first trip in New York. And he shows up with three federal guys, cops. They got guns. The man has so much protection when he's in New York. I felt like so safe.
Wow.
No wonder he's saying, come on, Chuck.
I had no idea that the feds
That's why he wanted Chuck to come on.
Right.
Nah, I don't know what he's doing, Howard.
He's helping them with, like, cold cases. I mean, this guy knows where the bodies are buried, literally.
Is that right? Is that what's going on? I say yes. Dominic, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, he still works with the feds. I happen to know that he gives them information.
Oh.
But more important, Henry, Chuck just went over to Triborough Bridge. I'm not kidding. He's on the phone. He called me about 5 minutes ago.
I don't want to see the guy get popped, so tell him to
Henry,
make a U-turn. Believe me.
Start running.
Yeah, you got
Henry, he's over the bridge.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to the airport anyway. And I ain't
get going now.
Yeah. I'm not going to keep Henry here much longer. Seriously, I don't want
but
you guys.
Henry knows
I don't
he's want got protection.
Henry's still working with the feds. He'll still set things up.
I don't want him to set things up. Now,
I know a case you have tried to put your nose in to make money off of. You're still the same guy you always were.
Yeah,
but listen, he's on
218th
Street now.
Okay, cool.
All right, thank you, Dominic.
Yeah, is that close?
Wow.
I'm out of here. I don't want to see a guy get popped up a bit. I mean, seriously, there's people downstairs.
Right, you're worried about Chuck.
I'm not worried about Chuck, but I'm not a fool.
All right, Rocco, go ahead. You're on the air.
You want to keep me on?
Yes.
The clock is a ticking.
Yes, Rocco. Are you there, Rocco? All right, Rocco is not there. Let's go to Carmine. Carmine, you're there.
Yeah. Howard, this guy's nothing but a low-life, half-breed, wants-to-be Sicilian Schumanito. My father in the early 70s beat him all up and down Lomer Avenue in Brooklyn. He's a low-life rat, and he deserves to die and die with the worms. Your son's a half a Moulinian and need it. Tutte need it. Family has to need it.
You're a Schumanito.
My father's 8 years in Adam with because of you, you piece
of
crap. And you're no good. You should die. You're no good, Henry.
Who's your father?
You're no
good.
You're half-breed.
Who's your father?
You want to be somebody. You're nothing. You'll be a rat the rest of your life.
Who is your father?
And this is how it has to do with promoting you on the radio. Promoting rats. You're a rat. You'll always be a rat.
Low life that I put in prison. Let me get
what are you talking about? You're a rat. And you
thank you very much.
You're going to make money selling a book now. Where you get this
ball?
Where you get the balls to even be on a radio? You made money for years with these guys. And you're nothing, you're a piece of crap.
Who is your father, Carmine?
Of course, I don't know who my father was, but I didn't see my old man for years because of his dirtbag. That's what he is.
Is your father out of prison now?
He's dead.
Oh, he died.
Well, he died in a joint.
All right, Carmine. Thank you. Well, you see, Henry, it's never going to get easy, is it? Never.
I hear from hundreds of people. Every bad phone call I get, 100 good ones. You want to know what I did was the right thing.
But do people call you and accuse you of things you never did?
I beg your pardon. I said, no.
Do people call you and accuse you of things you never did?
I mean, it's
like
unbelievable. I mean, Robin, it's insane.
You could have done everything.
I could have, but I didn't. I didn't.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on the air.
Howard.
Hey.
Hey, now.
Hey,
cool. Can you just give a shout-out to Artie to whack that rat Henry Hill with a bat and take care of everything?
Artie, do you want to whack Henry?
I decline.
All right.
The judge are outside.
The feds. I don't want to mess with the feds.
Let's go to Scott. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't got whacked going in and out of your studios or somewhere lately. You deserve to be capped, you idiot.
Well, a lot of people have said that the mafia, so-called mafia, is going to whack you, but you're...
I'm surprised Artie's been so quiet.
I think Artie likes
it. Artie's been real quiet.
What are you talking about?
You've been quiet, like you can't say anything, Artie.
Defend us.
You don't think he's a rat?
I don't know where no, I don't know where no bodies are buried. There's no such thing as the mafia.
No, Artie, come on. You're Italian. The guy's a rat. What do you think?
Did you watch The Sopranos this year, Henry? Yeah. You did. You guys watched that?
They steal so much stuff from me.
That's
unbelievable.
They steal all that mafia stuff?
They steal stuff.
The book, I swear to God, I mean, just every episode is...
But Henry, they're writing about the mafia, which
yeah.
is something you write about. You're all stealing from the mafia. When you think about it, right?
Plagiarizing the mafia.
Well, I wish luck to Kelly. Kelly, I'm sure you're in a tough position because you can't go back to Henry. And now you don't have a husband. You got to raise a kid on your
and
own.
And he won't let
she
you have a boyfriend.
Husband. She's not raising a child on her own.
She's raising a child on her own, no?
She's not. Believe me, she has plenty of help.
Henry does help out?
Yeah.
What, does Henry pick the kid up from school and stuff?
No, because I'm in a separate state. I'm
you are.
She's in her own state of mind.
You moved away, away.
Way away.
Well, when you get beat with a telephone receiver, that isn't fun.
Please, but she pulled out of my hand. She was...
What was this?
We were fighting. She was grabbing the phone. I mean, I let her go. I beat her with a phone. Come on.
It hit me in the face and bruised me.
Hit me in the face. You hit yourself in the face with it.
When you get angry with a woman, you should leave the house.
I did. I was trying to.
What? She had to keep you there?
2 weeks before that, she broke two ribs of mine, Howard. That's, and I rang. Anyway.
How did you break his ribs?
Check this on his way. I'll see you later, alligator.
What was that?
Trying to keep him from breaking me.
I see.
Oh, stop it. You know what?
Why are you trying to get back together, Henry? Obviously, your relationship doesn't work.
Yeah,
I'm a winner. I'm alive.
You're alive.
I'm alive. I'm grateful. I got another bestseller, a new movie. Possibly.
It's time for a new woman.
Kids.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I said, and I'm with all my grandchildren and daughters and stuff, and it just works
it's
better.
A geographical situation.
Yes. Henry, put on your headphones.
He doesn't like them, Robin.
He doesn't want to hear what she's saying.
No. Well, whether Henry wants a wife or a sparring partner, I don't know.
But Henry, you see, this relationship is over. It's time to move on.
You're probably right, and I have the papers, and I should file them. They're a whole lot cheaper than it is now. But you know what? I'm trying to. We have a son. I've still got the hots for. But you want to know something? Life will go on, you know, and it's you know we're trying to come to some kind of
happiness. Well,
you know what?
Well,
it's
all
not
I know
for my son because I see that, you know, I did that with my first family. They but it's fine. All self-preservation also because she could drive you insane too. You know, with her fun and games.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
Her being herself. You know, she's going
what does
her.
She do that annoys you?
What does she do?
She beats
absolutely
herself
nothing.
To the phone.
No, what does she do that annoys you? Seriously, what did she
what does
do
she
wrong?
Do that annoys me?
Yeah.
Nothing, Howard.
No, seriously, name one thing she does
what
that annoys
are her
you.
Fun and games?
Absolutely nothing.
What's fun and games mean? Don't be so cryptic.
I don't. It's not. It's me. I think, find myself also.
Seriously, what does she do that gets you so angry?
She pushes my buttons.
Such good care of you.
She took good care of you.
She does take good care of you.
And what button does she push?
Someone else can enjoy her. I mean, if it's going to be that way, I don't want it to happen. But if it happens, it happens. And life will go on. And she'll live in Nebraska, and I'll live somewhere in the United States. But that's, you know, it's more of a...
Shame.
It is a shame. And you know what?
Yeah.
Right now it's about, you know, and whatever happens will happen. We're trying to, you know, we're both...
All right.
You know, this is not the...
I see what the problem is here.
I know what the problem is. She doesn't
Henry.
Like she doesn't like being beaten up.
Right. Henry's the problem.
What's that's a problem.
Substance abuse is a problem for me. I have a problem. Right. That's the first
all
step.
Right.
The first
okay.
step.
He's only gotten to the
keep
first step.
I'm quiet because if I open my mouth, I'm just getting myself in deep.
All right. Henry, good luck with your book.
Thank you, Howard.
It is called Gangsters and Goodfellas, The Mob Witness Protection and Life on the Run. Available in stores now. Henry indicates that there might be a sequel to Goodfellas film correct. Based on this book.
Correct.
All right. Kelly, good seeing you. Hope your life works out okay.
Kelly, stop hitting yourself with a phone.
Right, if you could. Stop.
She hasn't been hit with the phone since she moved away.
What was that, Henry?
I says, Artie, good luck this weekend on all your bets.
Thank you very much.
All right. And Kelly,
I'm up money.
Kelly, good luck with your book.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. I'm going to allow Henry to get out of here before Chuck shows up.
Any motorcycles?
Chuck's not here, is he?
Vroom, vroom.
No, you better get out of here.
I don't want to see the guy getting popped. Seriously.
Oh, he's going to get popped.
No, seriously.
Well, it's not that Chuck, according to Henry, Chuck wouldn't even be able to get to him through
right.
the feds.
Right. If I know Chuck, he'll find a way.
No, he won't. Not through the feds. He won't be getting through them.
Well, whatever. Well, anyway. All right, listen. Good luck, everybody. No, all right, take care. All right, Henry Hill, everyone.